Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Well, decisions never stop when you're president. The moment he was reelected, Barack Obama knew he would have to decide, for instance, who to choose as a new Secretary of State. Hillary Clinton is leaving. But one decision he didn't expect, the choice of a new CIA director. General David Petraeus delivered that surprise when he stepped down a couple of weeks ago, and you know that story. So, who to install at the CIA at a time when the agency is getting what it hates the most, which is media attention? Early last week on this show, we mentioned Michael Morell. He's now the acting director at the CIA. Another possible candidate is John Brennan, whose official title is Deputy National Security Advisor for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism. In English, that's President Obama's right hand on counterterrorism and intelligence. So that much we know, but how much do we know about Mike Morell as a person and about why President Obama might choose him to lead the CIA? Well, Brian Fung is author of Meet the Leading Contender to Replace David Petraeus at the CIA. That's a piece in The Atlantic where he's associate editor. Brian joins us from The Atlantic's offices in D.C. Hi, Brian.
Hi there.
Well, let's get right to it. Who is Mike Morell, a name that most Americans haven't really heard?
Well, Mike Morell is actually a 32-year veteran of the CIA, and he came up through the ranks as a career analyst. So he wasn't a member of the operations division that runs clandestine agents. And his background is in economics, so he's more of a numbers cruncher than anything else.
So let's say Michael Morell were to be the choice of President Obama, and he's a longtime analyst. He goes up on Capitol Hill to be approved by the Senate, and I can picture one or two senators saying, we remember you, Morell, from the Bush years and from analysis of so-called WMDs in Iraq. He was part of that.
Right. On 9/11, he was at the president's side on 9/11, relaying information from the CIA to the president's ear. And actually, Morell was one of the key members of the team that analyzed intelligence regarding Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction, weapons that actually turned out not to exist. So it was actually a big mistake for Morell that he had to overcome, and it's really a testament to his skill and ability that he was able to rise to deputy director despite, you know, getting it wrong in Iraq.
All right, so he's managed to have his career continue on an upward trajectory after WMDs in Iraq, or lack thereof, but being director of the CIA is a whole nother scenario altogether. Does the Iraq experience follow him into a Senate hearing room, do you think, if he's nominated, or has everybody sort of accepted that Morell is now okay in Washington?
Well, I think one of the great redeeming episodes for Morell was the Osama bin Laden raid, and Morell definitely learned from his experience in the Iraq episode when, in a recent Vanity Fair article about the bin Laden raid, it was revealed that Michael Morell only expressed a 60% confidence in the chances that Osama bin Laden was actually at the compound in Abbottabad. And so it seems as though Morell has sort of learned from his experience, is now much more humble about the limits of his intelligence, and that should be a hopeful or optimistic sign for senators looking at Morell's record critically.
All right, that's Mike Morell. But as we mentioned earlier, Brian Fung from The Atlantic, he's not the only possible choice. John Brennan is the president's right hand on counterterrorism and intelligence. He's in the White House now. What does John Brennan bring to the table for the president if he's considering him to be the next director of the CIA?
Well, Brennan actually has almost as much experience as Morell does. In fact, Brennan was actually a member of the operations division, whereas Morell was an analyst, which raises some interesting questions as to where the CIA might head depending on who is installed at the top. Brennan, in 1996, was the station chief in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, his background is in Near East and Asian affairs, so it's well-suited for the president's current drone operations focused on the Middle East. And Brennan has been an instrumental figure in building that program.
The president has to consider, if he were to nominate John Brennan, that he would lose him in the West Wing at his right hand where he works now. He would be off running a larger agency and just not deal with him as directly. That's just a fact.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, it's a trade-off, you know, whether you give up that close relationship for a more direct hand in drone operations.
And so once all of this is over, Brian Fung, whether it's Morrell or John Brennan or some other candidate to run the CIA, is the agency looking forward now to just getting out of the headlines? I mean, this discussion that you and I are having is one thing, but it has been a relentless drumbeat of CIA news. I mean, this is what they like the least.
This is part of the interesting question about the succession at the CIA. Is the CIA director is generally tapped from the outside, and it's not an internal promotion in most cases. So by nominating Mike Morrell, the president would be departing from the norm. However, at a time when the CIA is in sort of great turmoil as a result of the David Petraeus scandal, knowing that they had someone at the wheel who has a great deal of experience, has actually run the CIA twice before as acting director, once before Leon Panetta was confirmed and again before Petraeus himself was confirmed. So to have Morrell at the helm would send a very reassuring signal to the rest of the CIA.
And what about the issue of timing, Brian Fung? It's not just CIA directors leaving. The agency is under scrutiny for Benghazi, and that may continue. Does the Benghazi issue have to clear up before the president can make a nomination to replace Petraeus? Do those two things have to happen one after the other?
Not necessarily. I think the main issue right now is to ensure that the CIA continues functioning and operating at prime efficiency. And as acting director, Michael Morrell is fulfilling that role currently. As long as that's happening, then the Benghazi issue is somewhat separate.
Brian Fung is associate editor at The Atlantic. He's been writing about President Obama's choice, who he has to choose to lead the CIA in the wake of the ouster of General David Petraeus. Brian, thank you.
My pleasure.